Blog Talk Radio.
The number one podcast for plus size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you live from Los Angeles. Today is Monday, April 23rd, 2012. Plus Model Radio is now on Twitter, so thank you to everyone that has followed so far. But if you haven't, make sure you follow us at Plus Model Radio. And while you're at it, don't forget to like Plus Model Radio on Facebook as well. I'm hosting Curves Rock Fashion Weekend, July 27th through the 29th in Baltimore, Maryland, and tickets are now on sale. Use the discount code EARLYBIRDWEEKEND in the month of April, and for more information about the event, visit CurvesRockWeekend.com. And Plus Model Radio is a proud sponsor of the Fuller Woman Expo, which will be September 21st through the 23rd in Detroit. For more information, visit thefullerwomanexpo.com. Tonight's guests include Megan O'Connor from LittleLimeDress.com and Emmy Award-winning makeup artist D'Angelo Thompson. But up first is Michelle Collins. Michelle Collins is a full-figured model who burst into the scenes in February of 2010 and hasn't looked back. She is COO of PlusForUs.com, a company leading the way as a global source for all things full-figured and aims to centralize everything related to the plus-size lifestyle. She also has a glamour-size blog where she does clothing reviews, and she's currently working on producing her first runway show in San Francisco. So let's welcome Michelle to the show. Hi,
hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Glad to
good.
Be here. I'm really honored.
So tell me, how did you get your start as a plus-size model and get introduced to the community?
Well, about 2 years ago, someone spotted me, and they asked me if I had ever done any modeling before. And I stated, no, I haven't. And she asked me to be in a full-figured fashion show, and I auditioned for it, and I came to it, and it's been history since. I mean, I've done over like 40 different shows, fashion shows, that I've modeled in, and I love every bit of it.
So your main thing that you love to do is runway.
I love to do everything. I love to do runway, print, editorials. I love to do it all.
And you have a very exotic look. Do you mind if I ask you your ethnicity?
Oh, not at all. I'm half African-American and half Korean.
And so that is a look that's missing in the plus community with plus models, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I haven't seen maybe a few. I haven't seen it too much. But, yeah, I think so.
So what has been your biggest obstacle getting started in the industry, or have you had any obstacles?
I mean, there are obstacles, but, you know, I overcome them. It doesn't, to me, there hasn't really been that many. I mean, once I started my first show, I seem to have done a lot of networking, and then it just kind of skyrocketed from there. And people say to me, you know, you have a different look. We'd like to see if you could do this or do that as far as modeling, and it's just been nonstop ever since.
So everything is falling into place like it's meant to be.
Pretty much so, yes. And then, the you know, Plus For Us and PlusForUs.com and Glamourfies came about, and it's just been nonstop going from there.
Now, tell me about the concept for Plus For Us, and how did that come about?
Well, Plus For Us is, you know, what it is I felt like, you know, you couldn't find anything on the internet, and you're always searching for a website, and it would lead you to somewhere else. You know, you never would get a direct, I would never get a direct site to go to, and it would just seem very difficult. And so my co-partner and I came up with this idea, like, why can't we just find it all in one place, get it in all in one place? And so it's basically, blessforus.com is like a pit stop. It, you know, it gets you, guides you to your full figure destination, whether it be shopping, entertainment, magazines, modeling, and so on.
So what types of things can people submit to be included on your website? Like, can you submit if you have an event coming up, or what's the different things the listeners can send in to you?
Most definitely. You can send in your events if you're having any shows, or if you're doing, like, for example, tonight of this talk show, you can send in any information pertaining to full-figured women, period. Yeah, you can send anything at all.
Go ahead. Finish what you were saying.
Yeah, you can send in, like, if models want to submit their stuff, we can, we have a model icon of the month, and we pretty much put that up and promote. And then also we have so many, we have 271 stores for shopping. So if you'd like to list your shopping, your store, we would list that. We would be more than happy to.
And is there a cost involved to get anything on your website?
Yes, there is. Yes.
And you can just find all that information on the website.
Definitely. Once you email us, then we can go, yeah, we'll definitely discuss that with them.
So the concept of the website is to promote and support everybody in the plus-size community, basically. So do you feel that, you know, since you're promoting everybody and supporting everybody, do you feel that it's always reciprocated with your projects?
As much as possible, yeah. I feel like, you know, we deal with, you know, a number of companies, and, you know, we hear a lot about these companies not having money. And so, you know, I believe it's important too that we support each other. You know, there are like a lot of independent bloggers and magazines and events, you know, that we move the merchandise, you know, and you know, we feel like, you know, if there's some financial backing, because a lot of, you know, bloggers have a passion and they want to do this full time and they really want to work and they believe in what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, If there was some financial backing, you know, I believe it would be a win-win situation for everyone. You know, it's a success for everyone. So in some cases, yes, I mean, we do need to come together as one, and we have a long way to go. You know, I'm not going to candy coat it or anything, but I think we're doing great thus far.
Well, awesome. Now tell me about Glamourfies. Now that's a word that you came up with. Tell us, what does that mean?
Well, Glamourfies basically is the word for that describes a fashionably full-figured woman.
Okay.
And so, yeah, we came up with that because, you know, anywhere that I go, someone's coming up to me and saying, wow, you look so glamorous, and, you know, oh, your nails or your hair or your clothing. And so I thought, well, wait, let's come up with it. And I, you know, a name that would support that. And so that's how we came up with Glamourfies.
And so you took that name and you created a blog. Now tell me about your blog and the types of things you blog about.
Yeah, well, basically I cover everything that has to do with fashion, whether it's nails or hair or clothing, or, you know, we cover the stars, celebrities, and just a vast many of things. So, but yeah, I think glamour size is the new word for the fashionably full-figured woman.
And so not only did you take that word and create a blog with it, but that is also the name of your upcoming event that you have. Now, what can you tell me about the event that's coming up?
Well, I can tell you it's coming up in soon, and it's going to be in San Francisco, and it's going to be a very high-end fashion show that's going to feature all the high-end top designers.
Mm-hmm.
We have Brian Hawkins, and he's going to be head of our hair and makeup.
Okay.
And so we're just getting all the final finishing touches on it, and it's going to be definitely a great show. It's a one-day event.
Do you have the date set yet or no?
It's in August. We're shooting for August 25th, but we're trying to accommodate a lot of people because we're just getting so many emails regarding the show and so many people who want to participate. So we just want to make sure that we can accommodate everyone.
And if somebody is listening and want to be a model in the show or participate in some way, well, first tell me, what are the different things you're looking for? Are you still looking for models and sponsors and vendors and whatnot?
Yes, we are. We're welcome to all. And, you know, if someone's interested, all they have to do is email us at info@plusforus.com. And we can take it from there. We will have a model casting, and models will come out and audition, and we'll see what happens.
So is there a plus community in the Bay Area, or is it just starting and growing?
Actually, there is a plus community here, but we hope that it gets bigger and grows even more. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's just that we feel like we would like an event. I would like to mention A-Plus Divas. They did an event, and that was a good show. And we just want to see more shows, more events in the Bay Area.
And do you have anything else coming up that we can be on the lookout for?
Right now, the biggest thing is the Glamour Size Fashion Show. So we hope, you know, everyone stays tuned and comes to the show.
And besides having your own events and promoting your own things, I would like to mention, too, that Plus for Us is a media sponsor for other events, too, because we recently had the opportunity to meet each other at New Jersey Full Figure Fashion Week.
That's right. Yes, we are. We did sponsor them, and it was a great event. I mean, I was fortunate enough to be a celebrity judge on the panel for the models, and I was able to choreograph some of the show and coach the models to walk. So it was a great event, and there were lots of vendors, and it was a great networking experience. So, yes.
Yeah, it was. And so not only do you support others in the Plus community just by your website, but you actually attend other events and sponsor other events as well.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
So any important words that you want to say just about how we should support each other? Because you support a lot of things in the community. And any final words?
I just think we should all come together and unite and work with each other and help each other, because it just seems that that's lacking. And so that I am a believer of supporting anyone who wants it. So
right.
Hopefully we can all work together.
Right. And tell us all of your official websites so we can keep up with everything you have going on.
Sure. Glamourcise.com, www.glamourcise.com. You can see all the latest blogs. It's on Twitter. And also www.plusforus.com, and that's where you can find anything that guides you to your full figure destination, whether it's entertainment, shopping, modeling, independent bloggers, and the list goes on and on.
Well, thank you so much for being on this show, and then definitely keep me updated on your upcoming event in San Francisco.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. And up next on the show is Megan O'Connor. Megan O'Connor is the owner of fashion and style website LittleLimeDress.com. Megan is a native New Yorker and lives in Long Island. She balances her days between her work on the website and freelancing as a wardrobe stylist. Little Lime Dress was created in 2009 after realizing the need for an easy and accessible fashion and style advice platform. Megan set out on a mission to create a space where women could access fashion and style tips, tricks, and advice from a reliable and real source. She wanted to allow middle-income, everyday women to be able to have a personal stylist at their disposal and thus created an avenue on the site where women can get styled. No computer programs, no animated responses, real instant feedback from an industry professional. While the site is not deemed exclusively plus size, the 1820 Fashion Obsessed founder remains steady in her mission to bring the straight and plus size world together in one space. Megan is a supporter of self-acceptance, and her work to promote a positive body image is clear in her writing on LittleLimeDress.com as well as her other projects. She is currently a member of the 2012 Fashion Front for Full Figured Fashion Week, the Manhattan Plus Size Examiner for Examiner.com, and is joining the Madison Plus team of MadisonPlus.com as a contributing writer and brand partner. Let's welcome Megan to the show.
Hi, Shanice. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm excited.
Now, first thing I have to get clear is I met somebody in New York with Little Lime Dress that had long red hair. Was that you when you changed your hair color, or was that somebody else?
That is me. It was you and I. We met last year at Full Figured Fashion Week.
Well, we were at the Plus Model magazine blogging event.
Oh, yes. We met there as well. Yeah, we
okay.
Bumped into each other a few times here and there.
So you changed your hair color, and that confused me. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
So how did you get your start in the fashion industry?
I kind of honestly fell into it. I started the blog and the website back in 2009 after I had lost my job at Sign of the Times in 2008 and needed a creative outlet kind of for my free time. And so I created a website where people could come and get fashion style advice and really wanted to place a focus on the plus size industry as well, being plus size myself. So I created a platform where there would be fashion, advice, styling, the opportunity to get styled and to have that attainable personal stylist be at your disposal.
And so where did you get the name Little Lime Dress, and does it have a meaning behind it?
It does. It's everyone's favorite question. I created the name because I wanted the website to be a place and a location where women could come, kind of, you know, a reliable source, somewhere where if they had a question or they had a style, you know, a style question or needed advice, they would just go to their go-to spot. So, you know, just as simply as you would go to your little black dress for a night out on the town, you would go to Little Lime Dress for some fashion and style advice. So it was really, it was kind of a play on words. It was something that just randomly came to me, and I kind of just went with it.
Well, it's a very unique name. I love the name, and I love your logo, too. It's real cute.
Thank you.
And so you work as a wardrobe stylist by the day, but not exclusively for plus size, for all size women, correct?
That is correct.
So did that help mold the concept of Little Lime Dress? Because it's not exclusive to plus size women, right?
It did. I wanted to remain open to having, you know, the straight size and the plus size world. It's really important to me in bringing the straight and plus size world together in one fashion space. You know, I know it's a great debate in the plus size industry of whether or
right.
not we want to have two platforms for that. So
right.
In my personal opinion, I think we all should live and remain in one area. Fashion is fashion, and that's what it is. So when I created the site, it really was meant to be for straight size, plus size, any size woman who needed fashion style advice and who wanted to get that personal stylist experience. And I knew that in doing that, I would certainly create a strong focus on the plus size industry, being plus size myself.
Right. Now, let's go through the different services you offer. What does the membership package include? Tell me a little more, bit more about that.
So the membership package on the site is something I created to kind of offer. It's affordable at $110, and it's something that I wanted to offer our users the opportunity to kind of get a full service experience within the site. It has little extra features such as free Skype sessions, whereas non-members would have to pay a small fee for those. Discounts on other services, if you were to buy services for people or buy additional services for yourself, you do receive discounts for that. Unlimited image upload, which means that the members have the ability to upload images directly to the site, directly to me, and get real-time express comments back. So there's many different outlets where our current clients upload images to me or upload questions with images, and they get real live feedback in return.
So a lot of this styling that you're doing is not in person, but it's virtual. So you could style me, and I'm in Los Angeles, just through your website.
That's correct.
And so after you become a member, are you a Limette? I saw that term on your website.
Yeah, Limette was a term that we created in the beginning, right since inception. I wanted to kind of create this formal area where everyone would feel part of something. You do become a Limette. You're automatically a Limette when joining the site, when signing up for the newsletter. Once you're a member, you have exclusive features, and you have direct contact with me, and I reach out to you and create a certain platform on the site for you that's unique and individual to your needs, and it's somewhere where you and I can go and share thoughts and you know, style inspiration and, you know, like I said, your image uploads and your questions and receive comments back directly.
So there's a lot of the website that I don't have access to by not being a member and not being able to sign up.
That's correct.
Okay. So you have a event coming up that you're involved in as well. Tell me about the Swap and Shop event in NYC that's coming up.
So Madison Plus, the ladies over, Amy and Carrie at Madison Plus, madisonplus.com, reached out to me and asked me if I wanted to join their team, both as a contributing writer and a brand partner. And in beginning our relationship, they had asked if I would attend this Shop and Swap event in New York City and represent them. And the event is actually really cool. It was created by Kelly B. of the Fashion Insider, and it's actually going to be taking place Tuesday, May 1st. 6 to 9 p.m. at Tammany Hall, which is on Orchard Street in New York City. And basically, you can attend the event and shop the closets, very well-curated closets, to tell you the truth, of a few of our plus-size fashion bloggers. And the unique part of it is that Madison Plus is actually providing a flash sample sale. In addition to that, there are certain sponsors attending, Lane Bryant, Kmart's LYS, Simply Be USA. And it's all sizes. I mean, honestly, it's sizes 10 to 26 plus. It's going to be a great event. Like I said, Kelly B. of Fashion Insider created it, and a couple of bloggers that are selling would be Gabby Gregg, Nadia Abulhazen, Elisa of Stylish Curves, Ty of Gorgeous and Gray, Nicolette Mason, and Christina of Love Brown Sugar. So there's a great group of people attending this event, great pieces to come out and shop. So I'm really excited to be a part of it.
And so you are going to be there filling in for Madison Plus, so Amy will not be in attendance.
That's correct. I will be there representing Madison Plus.
Now, the name of the event is Swap and Shop, but really you just go to shop because you're not bringing clothes with you, right?
Right. It's a shopping event. They will be having, giveaways there. There's a lot of fun things going on. I think they're doing real-time handout and giveaways and gift cards and Twitter contests and things like that. But it is just a shopping event taking place on Tuesday, May 1st, Tammany Hall.
And can you pay at the door, or do you have to get tickets in advance?
You just sign up online. You can actually go to Facebook, and it's just a Shop and Swap event. You can RSVP there.
And how much does it cost to attend? Is there a cost?
It is a free event.
Oh, okay. Well,
yep,
that's important.
Whatever. yeah, you're just spending whatever you're coming to shop. So honestly, with these closets, you might make sure that you have a lot of cash in your pocket, but it is a free event to attend.
Oh, awesome. So do you have anything coming up that we can be on the lookout for?
Well, I am part of the Full Frigate Fashion Week Fashion Front. So I will be attending Full Frigate Fashion Week June 13th through 16th in New York City. And I will be at all the events for Full Figured Fashion Week, rather. And that is where you will see me after the Shop and Swap event. So May and then June.
Okay. And I did mention in your bio that you are the Manhattan Examiner. So what type of things do you write about on that blog?
I am the Manhattan Plus Size Examiner. So on that, I write a lot of fashion style advice for plus size women. And I try to stay exclusive to Manhattan events. So I cover certain, plus size exclusive events for the Manhattan and, New York City surrounding area. So things like Shop and Swap is some, an event that you would find on there that I would cover, Full Frigate Fashion Week, and more exclusive events to the metro area.
Well, awesome. And tell us your official website to keep up with everything you have going on.
Sure. You can find me at www.littlelimedress.com. I am also on facebook.com/littlelimedress. My Twitter handle is @littlelimedress. And you can follow me on Pinterest at pinterest.com/littlelimedress.
Oh, yeah. I have to start asking people about their Pinterest pages because that's getting more popular. You're the first person to say that on the show.
I'm starting a new trend.
Yes. Well, definitely thank you for being on the show and continued success with everything that you do.
Thank you, Shanice. Thank you again for having me.
And enjoy the rest of your evening.
You as well. Take care.
Bye-bye. And last but definitely not least on the show is D'Angelo Thompson. D'Angelo Thompson is a celebrated makeup artist with over 2 decades of experience in the industry, serving both private clients and celebrities, and as a sought-after professional in the commercial world. His work has been featured in commercials, television, in film, in domestic and international markets, and he has constantly been a part of New York Fashion Week, including recent shows for Carolina Herrera, Oscar De La Renta, and Perry Ellis, and many, many more. His work has been featured in Italian Vogue, Italian Glamour, Vanity Fair, and a host of others. Most recently, D'Angelo added Emmy Award-winning to his accolades when he was celebrated for his work on The Wendy Williams Show, and he has an upcoming event with Erica Watson, Plus Size Beauty, which we're going to learn all about today. Let's welcome D'Angelo to the show. Hi, D'Angelo. Are you there? Okay, I don't think that was D'Angelo calling in. That was another person calling in. So while we're waiting for D'Angelo to call in, remember to follow Plus Model Radio on Twitter. And the handle is Plus Model Radio, of course. And don't forget to follow Plus Model Mag as well. And like both pages on Facebook. And while we're waiting on D'Angelo to get on the line, I'll tell you a little bit about the event that's coming up in New York City. He is having a beauty event, especially for plus-size women, with Erica Watson. And you all know Erica Watson. And the event will be May 3rd, and the location is Makeup Forever Pro, and that's located at 8 East 12th Street in New York, and it is $50 to attend, and it's advance tickets only, so you cannot purchase a ticket at the door, and it is limited space for this event. So to purchase a ticket in advance, you would send a payment through PayPal, and it's D'Angelo, D-A-N-G-E-L-O, at D'AngeloThompson.com. That's D'AngeloThompson.com. And it's going to be a great event. Not only are you going to get makeup tips, but there will also be a little hors d'oeuvres and something to sip on. And there will also be a few goodie items, and I'm sure everybody will be laughing and having a good time because Erica is the host, and she's hilarious. So we're waiting for D'Angelo. And while we're waiting for him, I'm just filling in time. Again, don't forget to follow Plus Model Radio on Twitter and Facebook, as well as Plus Model Magazine. And as a matter of fact, this week, I wasn't going to announce it yet, but since we have a little time to waste, this week, look for an all-new website for Plus Model Radio. We're going to upgrade it, so you'll be able to view on your iPhones and iPads, so definitely look for that this week. Maybe tomorrow, but we'll see. Like I said, I wasn't prepared to say that, so you have exclusive content right there while we're waiting for D'Angelo to call in, and he should be calling in any minute. And here is the man of the hour. Let's welcome D'Angelo Thompson to the show.
Hi, Shanice. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm very good. I rushed here from an art show. I was like, I got a call.
Well, that's okay. I'm glad to talk to you. So growing up, how did you discover that you were into beauty and makeup?
It's kind of funny. I just finished a self-published book called Enhanced Beauty, and when I got inspired by makeup, I would look at my grandmother, my aunts, the women in the church, mainly in the South,
mm-hmm.
and how they would pull it together on Sundays, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where most of my observations came in when it came to beauty, wigs, you know, makeup or clothing, everything, actually.
So you do hair and makeup?
I do hair and makeup, but my strong suit is makeup for sure.
Now, I mentioned in your intro that you won an Emmy for your work on the Wendy Williams show. Now, tell us about what do you do with Wendy Williams?
Yeah, I worked on that show for 2.5 years, so technically like 2 seasons.
Okay.
And the first season, we got an Emmy nomination for hair, myself
mm-hmm.
and Hadia Barbell.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second season, we got a nomination for hair and makeup. And I won for hair, which was amazing because I didn't expect it either time. I just believe in just doing the work.
Right.
And ironically, I had, like, given my notice that I was leaving, and in a matter of, I would say, like, 2 or 3 months, my good friend that works on the show called me and said, "You got an Emmy nomination." I was like, "Oh, cool." I didn't think anything of it. And then she called me again. She's like, "You have a second nomination." I thought, wow. I said, okay, God's trying to tell me something. The universe is trying to let me know something. So
did that make you want to stay working with the show?
It just made me want to stay the course, like follow my passion and follow what I do as an artist more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, the Wendy Williams show was a great experience for me, just for her. She's amazing, funny, and she's a muse for us as hair and makeup people.
Right.
And also the talent that came on the show as well. So I had an opportunity to meet some great people along the way.
And you mentioned briefly that you have a book. Is the book out already or is it coming out?
It's coming out. Actually, I've given like comp copies to the people who worked on it with me, like Erica Watson, who I think you know.
Yes.
And some other models that were in the book. And it should be out in June. I should start distributing all of them in June.
And so will that be available nationwide in bookstores, or do we get a copy from your website?
From my website and my blog, D'AngeloThompson.com or D'AngeloThompsonPresents.com, which is my blog.
Now, before you got on the line, I mentioned you had something coming up with Erica Watson. But first, Tell us, how did you meet Erica Watson?
Wow. Erica was directing on a show for BET called My Model Looks Better Than Your Model.
Okay.
And she was the director. Eva Pickford was the host. And there was a slew of models and photographers working on this. And Erica just had a really great disposition, and she was funny as hell. So, and we just started talking from there. And then we did a headshot for her months later. And I would say that's how our business relationship began, because she took that one photo and just catapulted it to the next level.
Wow.
For herself and for me. I mean, very thankful for her.
And
not
so
to mention, she's very funny.
Right, right, very funny. And you two have partnered up and have an upcoming event called Plus Size Beauty. Now, why did you want to do an event specifically for plus size women?
You know, I have to say this. Listening to Erica, number one, in her show called Fat Bitch, and listening to her story, and having plus curvy women in my family, I do know how they perceive themselves, and I do know how the world perceives them. And my main focus is beauty, period. And, you know, this is not a sales pitch. It's something I truly believe. And I would say for over 22 years, I've been working as a makeup artist, and I work with all types of women, from the plus market to, you know, straight size, whatever you want to call it. And Erica, she and I have been talking about just doing something together. We weren't sure what. And I said, well, Erica, do you think, you know, the plus market would be open to a beauty seminar? You know, because a lot of times when I've observed plus women when it comes to makeup, I've noticed it's overdone, because I think that's what, how we, they were taught when they were younger, like, say, in the 80s. I remember the girls that were bigger that have so much makeup on. And I was like, you know what? Let's make it more polished. Let's make it more modern. And I can show you tips and tricks I've used on a lot of people, from established artists like Aretha Franklin or Martha Wash, you name it. Across the board, I've worked with Queen Latifah, lots of people. So it's just about showing people how to make it more polished and modern for now,
now
and not get stuck in a rut, you know.
Are the tips and advice that you'll be giving out at this seminar, is it specifically for plus-size women in the industry and on camera, or for the everyday woman?
For both. It's for the everyday woman, because that's the market I target, but also it's for women in industry, because it talks about, I will talk about everything from, like, soft contouring to, you know, how to just work with your face, you know, and how to work with your skin, and how, if you have hyperpigmentation, how to work with that. And that applies to, I believe, all women, not just, you know, say a professional celebrity, or it also applies to an everyday woman.
So there are tips and techniques that you have that are specifically to enhance a full figure woman.
Yes, yes.
That you don't use on the smaller face.
Yes, because of certain things. If I want someone to read on camera a certain way, I know little tricks to do it, you know, and I will share that with the women in the seminar on the 3rd.
Now, this event will be held at Makeup Forever Pro. So
yes.
Can you purchase products that you use during the event?
You can purchase products there, and I think from what they were telling me, they'll honor a really nice discount. It'll be like either 20 or 30%, which is kind of an industry discount. And also, we also have raffles from, like, different companies, too, that we'll give to the women in attendance. So, and plus the bloggers that will be there, they will get deluxe, a really nice, nice goodie bag.
Nice. Now, you can't purchase tickets at the door. They only can be bought in advance. What's the cutoff date for buying tickets?
Well, we have limited seating, so when we hit that point, there's no more ticket sales. I would say the day before, but I think we're going to sell through this week. That's the whole idea, I'm hoping.
Okay. And there's no way possible you can get at the door, right? So anybody listening, if you don't get a ticket in advance, you can't show up at the door, correct?
Correct. It makes it really difficult because, like I said, limited seating, and there'll be a lot of press there and a lot of stuff going on. And I want everyone to get their, you know, come in, have Prosecco, small bites, mingle, and then we'll go upstairs and talk about beauty. So I don't want it to be so rushed. You know what I mean? I want it to be
right.
an event in the evening from 4:30 to 7. And if it goes longer, then we'll keep the doors open.
And so will this be the first of many things that you do for Full Figure Women, or you don't know yet? You're testing out
I
the
hope
water.
So. I really hope so. And I'm hoping Erica will be a partner in this because I think she also is a voice for the plus community and an advocate in so many ways because, you know, she schools me as well on things that I didn't even pay attention to. And
right.
just some conversations we've had as of late, I'm like, wow. So it's definitely been an education. So there will be more that she and I will be doing for sure.
And I hope you bring it out to Los Angeles too because I'm in Los Angeles, so you got to hit up this coast too.
Oh, I can definitely do that. I can definitely do that. And she's out there now, so I'll be out there soon as well. So.
And besides the workshop, I do want to plug this too because I read on your bio that you also do volunteer work with the New York Department of Justice for Domestic Violence. So I always like to talk about the positive things people are doing in the community too.
Amen. Yeah, for me, it's all about, especially with domestic violence, it's about women and children. I think if you can, for instance, at the New York Department of Justice, they have a lot of different programs under that umbrella that caters to not only domestic violence, but sometimes women with children with special needs, but also in domestic violence situations. That's my next seminar that I'm doing in May. And I've seen people change, like in a matter of just talking to them for a few hours, or like they have different guest speakers, and I'm one of them. And one thing I always say before I even begin the class, I'm like, tell me your best asset. And you would be surprised how many people in the room cannot give you that answer because somebody's beat it out of them or they've never been told it.
Wow.
And when you plant that seed, I can see from the body language, like some of them are like, oh, why is a man in here talking to us? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the class, they're coming up, they're hugging me, they're talking to me, they're interested in makeup, some of them. So everything from domestic violence to I did my last one was slave like trade for sex, you know, sex trade.
Mm.
And that was shocking to me. I mean, it's an education for me too. And there are moments that I can't even keep it together. I'm like, I'm talking to them. I'm like, you know, somebody's been a sex slave since she was 14 because she was tricked into coming into the country.
Wow.
You know, yeah, if you guys can get involved, let me tell you, there's a lot of light out there, but there's also a lot of darkness. But I think we
right.
all can bring it, you know, to a better place for sure.
Right. And then some people think, you know, makeup is just superficial, but it,
exactly.
it really helps to boost self-esteem if you're, you know, feeling bad about yourself.
I'll give you a perfect example. Do you know Malak Compton Rock? She's the wife of Chris Rock.
Uh-huh.
She had an organization many years ago called Style Works, and we would go to local salons in the New York and Jersey area and help women that were in shelter situations, and a lot of them came from domestic violence situations. I remember this one woman. She was in a shelter with her children, and she was in such a battered situation, her husband or whoever she was dating had pulled plugs of hair out of her head. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was a crazy situation. She came in. She looked down on the floor. She wouldn't make eye contact with any of us, not the men, not the women, no one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did our thing, what we do with hair and makeup, and we try not to intrude and ask too many things about their personal life unless they want to share it. But I noticed one thing when we were done.
Mm-hmm.
That not only did we do hair and makeup, they got wardrobe, accessories, everything, the works.
Mm-hmm.
And just for her to hold up her head and to smile, I'll never forget that moment.
Yeah.
Because that is the message she will give to her children, you know, when she went back to the shelter and so forth and so on and to her life. She actually was able to look at herself. She wasn't looking at herself before. Her head was down.
Mm, that's amazing. So it's more just about the outer appearance. It's about inner beauty as well.
Honey, I've met some amazing A-list actresses and the top of the top, and I've met people that are wonderful, and I've met people that are not so wonderful. And I tell you, it definitely comes from the inside out.
Yes, yes, definitely. So do you have any upcoming things that we can look out for? I know the workshop with Erica, but anything else you got coming up?
Well, I do. I have a blog, theangelothompsonpresents.com, and I write for three other blogs as well. One is called fashionbubbles.com. It's located in Brazil. I write for over 3 million Brazilians out there. And
is it Spanish or English?
It's in Portuguese, but I write it in English, and they translate it.
Okay.
And then also I write for JackieMurin.tumblr.com, and she's a young, aspiring, host on, like, Entertainment Tonight and shows like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one more called The Badass Mama Chronicles, and it's talking to mothers out there, and I have Beauty Monday. So every Monday I write for these two blogs about just giving women tips, and this past Monday was about just looking in the mirror, and what do you see? It wasn't about makeup. It was about, a woman's perception of herself.
Wow.
Her family looks at her as well, and just affirming who you are. Because sometimes I think when we have families, we forget, who we are.
Right, right. Well, you're doing amazing work, and it was an honor to interview you. Tell me your official website one more time and the event details.
Okay, first I want to say thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it immensely. And my website is www.deangelothompson.com. And the event is May 3rd, 2012, 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Makeup Forever Pro in New York City, 8 East 12th Street. And you can sign up on plussizebeauty.eventbrite.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, and continued success with everything that you do.
My pleasure. And if you need anything, please reach out to me.
Oh, I definitely will keep in touch.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetie.
And thank you to all of my fabulous guests this evening. Tune in next week, and we'll have more Plus Industry professionals with stories not only to inspire you, but to keep you connected with the Curvy community. If you're interested in advertising on our show or being a guest, visit the website at plusmodelradio.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join our Facebook fan page and our Twitter at Handle Plus Model Radio. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.